Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Queensland is your place to race this year. That means we've got Chris Nelson on the line. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Heels.
G'day, Chris. What have we got today?
And Zorks is here.
What is today?
Oh, I'm insane. How are you?
We're back in Brisbane today?
No, we're racing at Townsville today. So we're going a fair way up the coast there. We're Ipswich tomorrow. And then I think the rain's going to hit after that. But it's okay because it'll be Mackay on Thursday, Gatton Friday afternoon, Sunshine Coast on Friday night. No meeting at the Sunshine Coast this Sunday because the big Saturday meeting is there Saturday week. That makes sense. And, of course, at Doomben, Gold Coast Saturday, Toowoomba Saturday night, and then a plethora of country meetings. But the focus, of course, will be on the Keith now at Doomben on Saturday afternoon, Pat.
Yeah, so that's sort of the start of the summer carnival, isn't it?
Yeah, officially it starts Saturday week at the Sunshine Coast for Mooloolaba Cup Day. However, you know, there's a listed race there Saturday, so why not start it off? And it looks as though, looking at the nominations, the field's going to be quite strong, but we'll just have to see what happens with the weather, because looking at Thursday and Friday, we could get up to 60 or 70 mils of rain. So fingers crossed that doesn't come, but doesn't look good.
Now, from the weekend, go Wanji again.
He's good, isn't he? He goes all right, this horse. Mm. He didn't beat much there on Saturday, but he could only win, and he did that... He did that in a canter, and I love the ride. I love those rides from jockeys, and Larry Rowe won, and so did Andrew Mellion on Ligulate, where they just coasted up, and they just sat there, and then had a look over the shoulder and saw something coming, and off they went and dashed away. And Larry certainly did that with Go Wanji, and they're still knocking back offers from Hong Kong for the horse, Pat, so they don't want to sell.
Yeah, I see Trent Naker's story today. It's a really nice little yarn. Dad's got the full ownership of the horse, and Dad's sister's 80. She drove down from Dolby to watch the race, and suddenly he said, if I sell the horse, he said, I reckon I might be in a bit of trouble.
Mm. And they might look to qualify for the Stradbroke.
Well, why not? I mean, the Stradbroke's a long way away, and it's a completely different kettle of fish, Heels, but when you've got a horse going that well, I mean, you can just take him steadily through his grades. No need, as Larry Cassidy said, to throw him in the deep end and work his way towards something like that. He's certainly got the turn of foot. He'll be one of those sort of cult horses if he just keeps on winning. So looking forward to seeing where he bobs up next. And speaking of horses that keep on winning, we see Eloquently return on Saturday too for Steve Tregay, who's won six straight.
It's all about Toowoomba, isn't it, at the moment?
It is. Yeah, Toowoomba's really on the map for horses at the moment. Festival Prince is another one. It's the horse that beat Go Wanji at Warwick. It's won its last two. It won at Toowoomba on Saturday night. And the girl that rode that, I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but Jasmine Cornish, her name was.
She had
the handbrake. Yeah, it was a good get. I was struggling there for a minute. She had the handbrake on the horse the last 100 metres, and it was still able to just roll past them. So good things are coming out of Toowoomba, that's for sure.
Hmm. Is there anything about that? You know, the stud farms, there's quite a few of them out there. Anything about Toowoomba that should make it good?
I don't know. He's only been there once, so I really shouldn't comment on
really?
That.
Really?
Come on, get out and do your homework for us, please. I've spoken to the stud owners.
Why wouldn't you be a happy horse if you lived on the Downs?
Yeah, a bit chilly. You might have good blankets or something.
Yeah, I mean, I left Melbourne to get away from the cold. I don't think I want to go to Toowoomba too often. It gets a bit chilly there too.
Quickly, the Flemington Carnival, how'd you view the week?
Oh, it was a great week. I mean, it was James McDonald's week, but it was a really good week of racing. It's just a shame that we couldn't get full crowds. But next year will be the year when everyone's back. Oh. But I thought some real highlights. One of the better Melbourne carnivals in recent times.
All right, mate. We'll talk to you as the week goes on. Plenty is happening right across this state. Townsville today, and we're all around the southeast as the week goes on. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Paul's been on the line, Zorks. You can tell Zorks that I'm willing to start his pre-season with him. To ensure another fantastic year, probably start at the Pineapple Hotel and work our way towards the Gamba.
That's not a very big
one. Sounds good.
We need to go to the latest news thanks to Red Energy. Red Energy's proudly Australian. Call their Aussie team today. That number, 131806. They would love to hear from you.